Good morning. It is still morning, just barely, 11:29 a.m. on January the 29th. 11:29 on 1:29. 13. Yeah, I'm late today, but I was working, and I kind of lost track of the time. The good news is I got the copy edits in for full share. In and complete. Now I got to do is go through and fix the formatting, so that the HTML is formatted properly to begin the EPUB Kindle Gen process that results in the ebook. And I'm moderately confident that that will happen this afternoon. Only moderately, because I've still got to do laundry and I've got kids who are begging to come home from school because it's just too boring, not because they're sick. So yeah, I've got a lot of distractions going on at the moment, which is didn't do so well in the first mile. 19 minutes. Probably not going to do so well in the second mile either. Although part of the first mile was taken up with stopping and taking a picture and all the rest, but I also didn't get a good lineup of music to get me moving. So, excuses. I'm out, I'm moving now. Thank you, Tara Lee, for emailing me to remind me that the day was escaping. So I can feel this thing banging against my collar. I don't know what that's going to do for the sound quality, but nothing good, I suspect. So, yeah. So now I'm at a crossroads. When I get this thing out, when I get full share done, do I stop and go back now and work on paper? Do I continue through until I get Captain Share out in ebook before I go back in paper? My wife assures me that I'm losing millions of sales by failing to have my books in paper. And really, I think the only sale she's concerned about is her father, who refuses to read an ebook, and who wants a copy of the book that I don't have copies of because Ryden didn't send me as many. So yeah, I'm not really sure what the exact problem is. Yes, there are people who will not read ebooks. She was texting me this morning about how my books aren't available in paper, and I pointed out that my market for paper has historically been small, and the overall market for paper is shrinking. And so her arguments about, well, how do you know if, because you haven't given it a chance? And it's like, yeah, okay. Not close, but I appreciate the effort. I do have, there are people who will only read in paper. And for that half dozen people or so, I will get to it eventually. But it's not like, paper is a big part of my marketing presence to begin with. So I'm not quite sure what the rationale for her to be so upset about paper not being available might be, other than the fact that her father has asked for a copy and she can't send one to him. So, yeah, I can see where that would be a pressure point, but not something that is going to drive my overall marketing strategy, I don't believe. So, yeah. Gosh, it's raw. It snowed overnight. It was a very cold evening, very snowy night. And in spite of that, there's not a lot of snow on the ground. As in places there are little patches across the sidewalk. In places the grass is still covered because it snowed and it was cold enough to stick on the grass. Not necessarily cold enough to stick too many places otherwise. And at 34 degrees, what was there is melting a little bit, which is good. That means I don't have to get out and brush down the sidewalks or anything today, I don't believe. I'll check when I get home, but I think it'll be okay. My hips are sore today. I don't know if it's because I got a good walk in yesterday and then was out of shape because I took the weekend off, or what exactly the story might be, but yeah. Hard slog today. Part of it is I sat too long. I should never have. I've been working since 4:30. I got up, started working around 4:30, and after Tara Lee's email came, it reminded me just how late it was getting. I looked up at the clock a couple of times and thought, well, I should probably go for my walk. I thought, well, let me just finish this one thing first. And a little while later, like an hour, I'd look up and think, oh, Lord, an hour's gone by. Yes, well, just let me finish this other thing first. And another hour goes by. I spent an hour talking to my wife online. That took time. That was probably better spent walking, but needed to happen. So, so here I am, almost noon, 11:30, 11:45. Go home, fix some lunch. I did get my toast for breakfast this morning. That was very tasty. Fresh loaf of bread I made yesterday. And I probably need to go to the grocery store today. It irks me to think that I have to do that, but one more interruption to the progress. It's a little bit slippery underfoot, so notice that my strides are not quite what they should be, because I'm trying not to fall. That's probably why my hips hurt. Anyway, I don't have a lot to talk about today for some reason. There's stuff going on in my life that I really don't want to talk about, that I really can't talk about. The not my story to tell stuff. I had Balticon. I had Cosine to talk about yesterday. That was quite exciting. And yeah, I understand a lot of people don't like to read indies and self-pubs because it's just too much crap, but I also don't want to reward mainstream media for pricing books that ebooks in a way that really is not doing anything for the reader and working very hard to prop up their paper sales. So it's like, yeah, you know, no, not happening. Although I did get a, like I said, I did get a gift card. So I'm probably going to use that to buy Lois McMaster's new book because I think it's only like $9. I'll buy a $9 book if I have to. I also have a bunch of other ones to look at. Lizard Music is one. Daniel Pinkwater. And Connie Willis was raving about Daniel Pinkwater, the same Daniel Pinkwater who does the NPR stuff. But he has a bunch of science fiction, speculative fiction titles, one of which is Lizard Music. And So I've picked that one up. I've also picked up MT Anderson's Feed, which is kind of cool. I just got done reading, what is it, The Loyal Heart. And it's a historical adventure romance that I thought was really quite well done. It's a Monk Pole. It had its flaws. It was, a couple of places where I thought the author had gone a little too far in stereotype. The villain was rather flat and largely uninteresting, and frankly reminded me of the Sheriff of Nottingham character from the latest BBC Robin Hood series, the bald guy who was so took so much pleasure in savoring his own evil that he came across as almost comical and not anywhere near a rounded character. And I have to be, I look at that and I say that, and I look back at David Burnside, and was he a well-rounded character? Did he take pleasure in being evil, or did he just think that he was right and that his crew was his to play with as he saw fit, which is really where I was going with that. There are a lot of people, in olden days in particular, there were a lot of first mates, the bully first mate. Who was, and perhaps that's the etymology of bully, but he was quick with a fist. And strong as a bull, hence bully. It's an old word. I wonder where it does come from. Because it's not where we, it just, I don't believe the original meaning was what we have for it in terms of somebody who pushes those who are weaker around, pushes around those who are weaker, whatever. So I don't know. So maybe I'll take some time and do the little work. No. What I'm going to do is go home and get some lunch and swap laundry and clean the kitchen and probably go have to pick up my daughter from school because she's just texted me again saying she's not feeling well. Yeah, she's sick, all right. She's sick of school. I can't say I blame her, but the problem is that she's committed to being in a play. And if she comes home sick, then she won't be able to go to rehearsal tonight, which means she'll miss a rehearsal. Missing a rehearsal in a play is sort of like serious business. And I don't really think she's quite on board with just how serious it might be as a freshman if she gets known as somebody who accepts a role and then doesn't show up for the rehearsals. Particularly important for her because she's very interested in the drama program. One of the reasons she's there is for the drama program. And if she gets that kind of reputation, it's going to be very difficult for her to participate in it in anything except a minor role. And it's irksome to her because she has a minor role now. And the problem is that she'll never get anything but minor roles unless she can prove that she's reliable. So I'm kind of dragging my feet on going to get her. I want her to be learning good whatever it is, habits. It's raw. My face is cold, which is saying something since most of it is covered with fur, but my face is still cold. It's just a light breeze, just a little bit. It's enough to give it a bit of a wind chill, but it's enough for it to find the moisture on my skin and make it feel even colder. So I'm walking and not talking. I'm not quite sure what I'm thinking about. I'm listening, looking. Can't tell if it's a prairie dog or a bird that's chirping off in the distance there. I think it's a bird. Maybe a squirrel. My nose is running. It's not bad with the wind at my back. I made the turn north, and mostly the wind isn't blowing in my face anymore. It's just blowing at an angle, so I've only got it in one ear. Feels a little better. I'm almost back. Coming up on the corner now. There's actually blue sky up there. When I first came out, I didn't think there was. In between the strips of clouds, there are little faint peaks of blue here and there. So I guess it's clearing up. Still feels really cold. I think it's because it's wet, so it feels raw against my tender skin. You're still chuckling over the evil Daystar comment that somebody made. We're talking about the advantages of having a Kindle over some other device like a phone or an iPad or something, and that's the ability to read in bright sun. And yes, that's true, but the opportunities that I have or the requirements that I have for reading in bright sun are pretty much nil because I don't really go outdoors. Don't want to. Except for this daily walk is about the only time I do. So yeah, the evil Daystar. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck, I'll talk to you then.